Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, much-needed works are due to get underway at Gaelscoil na Gcuireadh Maistre in Donegal Town in the coming weeks. A former consultant orthopaedic surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital fears the hospital is at risk of being downgraded because of the lack of investment. Cardaí have reported no injuries following a fire at a business premises in Letterkenny earlier today. And concerns continue to be raised over the safety of children at Lurgy Bracket National School, particularly during pick-up and drop-off times. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuked with Colm Furter. First news this evening. It's been confirmed that work will begin at the end of the month on a new school building for Gaelscoil na Gcuireadh Maistre in Donegal Town. Works on the much-needed new school building were due to get underway earlier this year when the Department of Public Expenditure called a halt to construction pending a review of over 50 school buildings. It led to protests locally, culminating in Stranorlar during a visit by Education Minister Norma Foley at the opening of the new St Mary's school building. Now Minister Charney McConnoch says work can proceed.
The contractor has now been appointed and work will commence on site on the 31st of May. It's a really, really positive step forward after many years of hard work. It will come as a relief. Obviously, we've had the challenge earlier on this year in relation to securing the extra funding for the capital projects to all proceed. That meant that 3 or 4 weeks ago, the school then got approval from the minister to proceed to construction. And thankfully now the tender and the contract has been signed with the work to commence on site on the 31st of May. So we look forward to that work starting and indeed to all of the students being in the new school once the work is completed.
Is this the same contractor that had previously been appointed and was set to start work when the block was put on the work by Deeper?
Yeah, it's the same contractor, and thankfully with a slight delay it hasn't prevented the project to actually proceed.
A former consultant orthopaedic surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital fears the hospital is at risk of being downgraded because of the lack of investment. Dr. Peter O'Rourke says the hospital is not receiving the investment it needs from the Saolta Hospital Group, claiming it is concentrating its efforts on developing services in Galway. On today's 9 till noon show, he said if the situation doesn't improve, Letterkenny will lose services.
The North West has just lagged behind everybody in every service. Galway basically want to do everything and they want to build services there to the detriment of other hospitals. I mean, there's only so much money and they spend it in Galway. There's none to spend in Donegal. I mean, the only reason we have a breast service is because there was major fight for it, what was it, 10 or 15 years ago. Otherwise, it was going to go. So, I mean, it's the breast service, to be honest, is in Donegal on sufferance from Saolta and various other groups. So that's the situation we're in. They don't really care about us, and our politicians have never done enough over the years. We have 5 politicians up here, and we've had ministers up here, but despite that, the hospital has been gradually run down. I mean, it's heading towards the stage where it will be, a district hospital or a community hospital rather than hospital providing services. It's virtually impossible to recruit consultants. The Sláinte Care contract is not going to help that situation. And Letterkenny is always on the hind tit. And unless there is a major, major influx of cash and beds, you won't be able to attract people to work in the hospital. And if you can't attract the people to work in the hospital and good quality, well-trained people, your service is just going to gradually go downhill. And that's what I see happening in Letterkenny.
Well, in response to Mr. O'Rourke's comments, Saolta says it has identified a bed capacity deficit across the region as part of the National Identification of Inpatient Bed Requirements. In a statement, they say increased requirements for inpatient ICU beds and day case beds has been noted, with 91 more beds forecasted to be needed at the hospital by 2030. The group says it continues to progress additional capacity, with 38 additional beds being made available at Letterkenny University Hospital in the last 2 years, while works are ongoing to build capacity for renal and day oncology services. The hospital is also working with the state's colleagues to update the development control plan for the site, and submissions are being prepared in relation to an ED and orthodontic department extension and for the establishment of an ambulatory urology unit, paediatric OPD and ambulatory cancer unit. Meanwhile, 88 overseas nurses and midwives have taken up roles at Letterkenny University Hospital since the beginning of 2022. Those employees were supported with an adaptation and preceptorship programme. In total, since the start of last year, over 550 new overseas nurses and midwives joined the Seelta Hospital Group. The figures have been released today on International Day of the Nurse. The Minister for Tourism and Hospitality has indicated that further support will be provided to the sector later in the year. It's after a leaked government memo revealed €1 billion could be lost this year alone. Minister Catherine Martin says supports used during the pandemic will guide them.
My concern has always been about the tourism activity providers, those strategic tourism businesses that we worked so hard during COVID to support. And I think our experience during COVID as well and putting those business continuity schemes in place will serve us well now.
Gardaí have confirmed that there were no reports of any injuries following a fire at a business premises in Letterkenny earlier today. The blaze at Carnamugga on the Kilmacrenan Road broke out at around 10:30 this morning. Emergency services were in attendance at the scene and the fire was brought under control. Concerns continue to be raised over the safety of children at Lurgiebrack National School, particularly during pick-up and drop-off times. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says the traffic calming measures and warning signs in place currently are proving ineffective, with motorists still travelling at excessive speeds on the route. He says as a result of the unsafe conditions, children cannot walk to school, which in turn is exacerbating the traffic issue. He says an adequate hard shoulder in place could work as a short-term solution.
There is intermittent speed limits there in the morning and the evening, but by and large that seems to be ignored. I was out there on Tuesday morning to see for myself and it is quite scary, the speed of traffic.
And you had mentioned during the meeting that there was a lady who was trying to walk down with a child on either side of her during the winter months, that you're essentially going to be doing that in the dark.
It's just something you couldn't do. It's something you couldn't take the risk of doing on a dark winter morning. It's just too dangerous. And that's where I'm asking that they maybe try and extend and have a proper hard shoulder there. Something that badly needs to be looked at from a safety point of view. The other issue around that is that people living up above the school, quite close to the school, still have to take their cars down because it's simply too dangerous to walk. And that again adds to the number of cars and adds to the additional traffic. So the council have said to me that it will now be assessed again by the engineers, and they're hoping to apply for funding on the safety aspect of it. And I'm hoping that that can happen, and I'm hoping that it can happen soon. Use that money to address those two issues of the signage, making the signage more visible, and maybe addressing that problem with that high shoulder. That's really the most realistic improvements that we could do now. The bigger solution is the 10T, but that's a number of years away, so we need short-term solutions here.
President Michael D. Higgins has welcomed the release of Bernard Phelan from an Iranian prison. He thanked all of those who have worked to secure this positive outcome for the 64-year-old Tipperary man. Mr. Phelan has been behind bars since October after being arrested during protests against the Iranian regime. He was jailed alongside a French national in Mashhad Central Prison. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he's relieved to hear of their release and says Bernard is on his way home.
We felt it was always important and injustice that they would be released, and they shouldn't have had to go through this ordeal. But we welcome their release, and we know that the families in particular, and I want to thank the families for their engagement with us and for their patience and for their endurance also.
The EPA is calling on local authorities to designate more bathing spots so water quality can be monitored. It comes as its latest report into Ireland's bathing waters has found 97% of designated swimming areas are up to standard. Ladies Bay in Buncrana has been named as one of three beaches in the country where bathing water has been rated as poor. Meanwhile, 117 bathing sites had excellent water quality. Mary Gurry, programme manager with the EPA, says councils need to monitor more popular swimming spots.
There are probably about 70 or more other beaches that are monitored by the local authorities, and we report on those in the report. They're not kind of formally part of the bathing water classification, but we do report the quality of those, and that's there in the report and also on our website, beaches.ie.
Two people have been arrested today as part of an investigation into a robbery in Castlederg in October of last year. On October the 27th, the Kia Sportage and silver colour BMW crashed on the Ballynolan Road. The Kia driver was subsequently assaulted by the occupants of the BMW, who then drove off in the Kia. The BMW is reported to have been set on fire, while another car, believed to have been the Kia, was set on fire and later located in the vicinity. The 44-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of 15 offences, including robbery, arson, dangerous driving and aggravated vehicle taking, causing damage to the vehicle. While the 37-year-old woman has been arrested on suspicion of assisting offenders. They both remain in police custody at this time. Donegal County Council is asking that more time be given for farmers on the outskirts of larger towns to check the zoning of their lands. It's after members expressed concern that because of the zoning of their lands, some farmers may find themselves liable for the residential zoned land tax, even though they have no intention of using it for development. It's proving a particular issue in Inishowen, with councillors told this week, while there was a consultation period up to the 1st of May, many farmers weren't aware of that. Officials also acknowledged that there is no mechanism for informing landowners that their land has been rezoned. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says it's a very serious situation.
It's been very controversial around Buncrana, where agricultural land has been zoned for strategic reserve or reserve. People are unaware of it.
The Taoiseach said in the Dáil, he accepts there are issues and that he's going to clear those issues up to ensure that no farmer ends up having to pay RZLT on land which is being farmed. Are you confident that that will come to pass, or will this be a political fudge and then revenue will put the boot in?
This is the biggest fear about it. So why I'm asking for extra time is people will get the chance to look at their land and see if they're zoned and what particular zone are they in. I know people come to me that they're not on social media, maybe elderly people, and they're unaware if their land has been zoned, and I think it's very, very unfair. Plus the fact that if we have so much land zone, there has to be infrastructure, proper infrastructure put into it.
The reality is this is a 3% tax on the value of the land per year. So theoretically, if a piece of land is valued at €100,000, that landowner can be liable for €3,000. And with all the best will in the world, there's not many of us have that sort of money lying around.
Yeah. And another point on that is if it's undervalued, there's a 30% penalty on top of your land tax. So what I'm asking people to do is make sure what zone their land is in. And I'm talking around the bigger towns, the rural areas is okay. But I do agree that no farmer should have to pay it. It's an unfair tax. It shouldn't be allowed. And I would hope if the Taoiseach says that no farmer should be paying, that he will follow through on that.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football. There's a top-of-the-table clash in the Premier Division of the SSE, our trusty league, this evening. It's at Dalymount Park, where First hosts Third. Declan Devine's Bohemians welcome his former employers, Derry City. Derry assistant manager Paddy McLaughlin knows that Bohs will be determined to bounce back to winning ways after losing the big Dublin derby against Rovers last week.
Don't be disappointed they suffered a defeat, especially against their arch rivals in Shamrock Rovers, but they've been in a great run of form up until this point of the season. No, they're top of the league for a reason, because they've been very good and very strong throughout. So it's important we go where in the back of our result against Drogheda and our mindset that we go and attack the game and go and try and win the game, because as a venue we've done well in the past, and a good surface and a big crowd, it'll suit how we like to play. So we're looking forward to it.
In the other games tonight, the top flight second place Shamrock Rovers are away to bottom side UCD. Dundalk play host to Cork City, and St Pat's play Drogheda United. Finn Harps are on the road once again this evening to take on Bray Wanderers. Kick off at the Carlisle Grounds at 7:45. And there will be updates here on Highland in association with B&S Credit Union Main Street Ballybuffet. Ryan Flood is available for the Ballybuffet Blues, but Ryan Rennie remains an absentee. Harps go into the game having lost two games, 4-1 on the spin, and have dropped down to ninth in the standings. Here's former Finn Harps midfielder Michael Funston.
Two defeats in a row, you know yourself, a bit of a confidence killer. They've done so well, they've just got a bit of momentum, but just as I've said before, you get with a young side, sometimes when you think, you know, you're making great headway and progression with them, you know, you get a couple of results, you know, two good ones and a draw, you think, yes, we kind of got there. And then sometimes they go away from the fundamentals that got them there and different wee things like that. And, you know, then it's just about, you know, back in the training ground. I'm sure this week was all about, you know, the fundamentals, defending properly, defending from the front, all those cliches. And that's what they have to go back to, you know. And in both of those games, they're still able to score goals, which is a good thing. Sometimes when you're not scoring, you're picking up a heavy defeat, you're thinking, where's the goals going to come from? But to be fair, since after the first couple of games, they look like they've always got a goal in them, which is always useful.
Leaders Galway United face Wexford in the First Division this evening, and at 2nd v 3rd in the RSC, Waterford play Cove Ramblers, and Athlone Town play host to Kerry FC. Manchester City striker Erling Haaland has been voted the Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year. The Norway international has been in prolific form, scoring 51 goals in all competitions since his summer move from Borussia Dortmund. Now, the Gaelic Games, both Armagh and Derry have released their starting teams for Sunday's Ulster Senior Football Championship final at Clonus. Defending champions Derry, who are looking to retain the Anglo-Celt Cup for the first time back-to-back since the mid-70s, have named an unchanged 15 from the side which started against Monaghan in the semi-final. There's one change in the Armagh lineup, that Stephen Campbell coming in at 11, taking the place of Jermall Hall. Armagh, of course, progressed after victory against Down in the last four. Well, to hurling, and Donegal are in action at the O'Donnell Park tomorrow in the Nicky Rackard Cup. They have two games still to play in the group section and will secure their place in the final of the competition at Croke Park if they beat Louth tomorrow. Failing that, they still have Wicklow to play as well. Louth are bottom and winless, so it's looking good for Donegal. One of the county's key players is Declan Coulter. He says that getting to the decider has been the main aim from the start of the season.
Yeah, look, this weekend there's a job to be done, and we know the prize that lies ahead. I suppose it was one of our targets when we met up at the start of the year that, you know, Mickey had made it very clear that we had kind of fallen short the past couple of years, underperformed and didn't really perform on the biggest days, and that's something that we've been trying to work towards. So obviously since the end of the National League, this has been our main focus.
And there's more from Declan Coulter on the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Plus, we'll also have updates from that game tomorrow afternoon during Saturday Sport. In schools football, the Senior A County Final was played earlier today at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, and there was victory for St. Columbus College Stranorler, who overcame Loretto Community School Milford 4-9-2-8. Was how that game finished. The All County League action for the weekend starts tonight in Division 1. Goodore are playing host to Bundoran. There's also one Spring Hurling League fixture as well, with Satanta hosting Birth. That game starts at 7 o'clock. In rugby, the Irish women's sevens team remains on course for Olympic qualification. They beat France by 27 points to 7 in Toulouse this morning, ahead of the clash with Australia, which will take place later. They're fifth in the standings at the moment, and that would be good enough to earn a place at next year's games in Paris. A sixth wicket partnership of 115 has given Ireland a solid platform in their second one-day international with Bangladesh in Chelmsford. Harry Atector made 140 and George Ducktrall 74 as Ireland ended their run curtailed 45 innings on 319 for 6. Back-to-back bogeys have stifled Seamus Power's progress on day two at the Byron Nelson. The Waterford golfer is now 3 under par with 5 to play. Scottie Scheffler has assumed the lead there on the course at 12 under. And finally, for the moment in cycling, David Beas won today's 7th stage of the Giro d'Italia, winning the race up the Gran Sasso. There was another top 10 finish for Ireland's Eddie Dunbar, who came home 9th among the peloton, which also included the race leader, Andres Lucknedsen. And that is your sport for the moment here in Highland. Don't forget updates from Harps tonight. It's Finn Harps, of course, on the road at Bray Wander, starts at 7:45. Our first update will be after the 8 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, a warning has been issued to rural businesses in Donegal over the presence of organised crime groups operating in the area. Owners of shops and filling stations particularly are advised that the groups will conduct surveillance and will likely have visited the premises ahead of carrying out the attack. The perpetrators are believed to be on the hunt for cash, alcohol and tobacco products. Donegal Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says there has been a resurgence of organised crime groups.
We've noted an increase again in these type of attacks where rural filling stations and rural shops in particular are targeted. A number of them have been targeted across the northwestern region, which the premises are targeted by organised criminal groupings, and basically we're just trying to make people aware that these guys have started up again. They had been very active back a year or so ago, and then things went quiet, but we've noted these changes. We've noted it across that crime group.
Donegal Airport is advising all spectators attending the Wild Atlantic Adventure Race this weekend to refrain from using drones. The facility is a control zone and it is illegal to fly any drone at any time within the designated area. To use a drone within the vicinity of Donegal Airport, you must gain permission from air traffic control. For weather now, good sunshine in most areas for the rest of today. Tonight will be dry with clear spells, some patches of mist or fog developing with lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, it's been confirmed that work will begin at the end of the month on a new school building for Gaelscoil na Gearmáid Street in Donegal Town. Works on the much needed new school building were due to get underway earlier this year when the Department of Public Expenditure called a halt to construction pending a review of over 50 building projects. A former consultant orthopaedic surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital fears the hospital is at risk of being downgraded because of the lack of investment. Dr. Peter O'Rourke says the hospital is not receiving the investment it needs from the Saoilte Hospital Group, claiming it is concentrating its efforts on developing services in Galway. A fire at a business premises in Letterkenny earlier has been brought under control. The blaze at Carnamugga on the Kilmacrennan Road broke out at around 10:30 this morning. And concerns continue to be raised over the safety of children at Lurgiebrack National School, particularly during pick-up and drop-off times. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says the traffic calming measures and warning signs in place currently are proving ineffective, with motorists still travelling at excessive speeds on the route. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Fersher. Good evening.
Sé war mahasa Colm Fersher and Charlotte na príomh scéalta. Renew Branu Vecklein agus grúpi All Scola fuin scéim ahantas gríomhí Gaeilge and Chachtan Seo. Conor na Gaeilge I janta le hentas na Maclean agus an tuadras ard aigeas a thug na hahantas sa ma. Branu ní gradam jagar entas Maclean agus chumann Gaeilge as an obair a tá curtha is te acu campus acu don Gaeilge le bliana nuas, comaí le seart gradam agus fi branta Vecklein éanraithe as obair farsanta tá janta acu don teanga. Tá glór na ghéal a géirí ar run a nidehas na sé chondé a bhacna bhéanamh ar an ceniu curaithe a curaí bhaim ar altram, agriacht tachiachta de idehas lua bhlianta na Gaeilge. Tá curu le curaí bhaim ar an mhéanú ó céad seart is a cúig míle ponta go dtí céad míle ponta sa sin ceafras a trí faoin gcéad dá bhodjad capital sácu. Tá léirithe spéise a lurigó iarratha seoirí oranaithe chun bailríochtta glacu sa cháiste lágainmnathe, cáiste arna ceapu ag an ara turasóireachta tréimhse trí bliana atá i gceist agus glacfar le léirithe spéise go dtí an luain seo thugainn an cúig go leas fi. Lannan an éile an focal bio é an Jerry Sharton is seo an leitre cenant le Cardlan scéalaíochta de Hailey siúil maidin na móra an tríú le déag is féidir tellú sonraí á áil ag líonra LC Bunkaí. Agus tunnelthard a phlá cheol chun na húna nál an leitre cenan an Jerry Sharton is seo fásta le seisiúntaí agus comórtais ceol a reachtáil ag ionad éagsúla thart an Wella. Sin mo chod se Eilig Goliar, slán agus bacht.
The obituary notice for this Friday evening, May the 12th. The death has taken place of Kathleen McCrossan, née Kelly, 29 Elm Road, Barn, Dunamana. House restricted to family only, please. Her remains are reposing in her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church at Dunamana, County Tyrone. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed live via the church webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Alzheimer's Society, Seven Oaks Derry. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.